WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Republicans came up with their own plan to keep the government running past midnight tonight.
Republicans say they got items they wanted. More money for defense, border guards, and migrant detention beds. Democrats claiming victory with a $1 billion boost to child care and Head Start. Millions more for cancer, Alzheimer's, and dementia research. House Republican majority will likely need Democrats to get it passed, with some in the GOP angry they didn't have time to review the bills or cut more spending.
ABC's Andy Field. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced convicted January 6th insurrectionist Jeffrey Sable to 63 months in the penitentiary for helping others drag a police officer into the mob storming the Capitol, where that officer was assaulted with various weapons. Brian Malinowski died. The Little Rock, Arkansas airport honcho was wounded in a gunfight this week with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Electric vehicle drivers in Wisconsin may soon have more places to charge up. Two bills signed by Governor Tony Evers allow the state to access $78 million in federal money, and work on 64 charging stations could begin this fall, according to the Wisconsin DOT. Wisconsin Badger Care Plus members can now pick up daily over-the-counter oral contraception at no out-of-pocket cost. Governor Tony Evers' office announced that this week. BadgerCare Plus members will have to go to a Medicaid-enrolled pharmacy to obtain Opill. 10 years in prison for a Waukesha woman whose drunk driving crash killed her passenger, 27-year-old Chantanae Walton, sentenced Wednesday in Milwaukee County Court for the December 2022 crash that killed her cousin, Deanna Edwards. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM. somebody must have kicked you around, son. Who knows, maybe you were kidnapped, tied up, taken away and held for ransom.
We'll be right back. Hits, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. If you love live theater, then you do not want to miss the Portage Area Community Theater's presentation of Agatha Christie, a play that takes place in England soon after World War I. It's going to give you a few surprises, some mystery, drama, humor, and of course, the Eternal Mousetrap. They're going to have this play on stage for 2 weekends in April. Adults just $15, students $5. If you want more information on times and dates, and of course, if you'd love to get those tickets to see Agatha Christie, PortageCenterForTheArts.com.
99.7
job security, run through the wall. Future dreams we have to realize. A thousand skeptic hands won't keep us from the things we plan, unless we're clinging to the things we prize. And do you feel scared? I do, but I won't stop and falter. And if we grow, we'll talk. Things could only get better. Whoa, 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 whoa. Cheating today as though it was the last, the final show.
Snow will gradually end this morning, and we may actually see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. High of 37 today, north wind at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy, 36, with more snow tomorrow night into Sunday. And that's just the beginning of a pretty decent winter storm system that'll impact the area Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
90s and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum music. Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning's going well so far. I'm Maddie Jones, an incredible organization right here in the area, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Their mission to prevent abuse and provide support to victims of domestic and sexual violence. They take care of the areas in Sauk, Columbia, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams counties. Now, if you're somebody who needs some help, or you know somebody who needs help, or if you just love to help Hope House out, because I know they can always use the extra hands, we'd love for you to check out their website, hopehousescw.org.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice, because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030, because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Took us when I hit the ground. In the black of dog, that's been beat.
90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
There's a name for it. There's
there's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? Oh, 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 oh. I've been taking on a new direction, but I have to say, I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it. What's love but a secondhand emotion? What's love got to do? It's got to do with it. Who needs a heart?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The escaped prison inmate from Boise, Idaho has been caught along with an accomplice who helped him get out. Both men now accused of two murders while they were on the run.
At one of the murder scenes, investigators say Skylar Meade's shackles were found, indicating to them that he was involved in that murder. The two murders were both of men in different rural Idaho counties. In the area of one of them, the getaway vehicle was found. It's unclear whose car they were in when they were in a chase, and they were arrested about an hour and a half southeast of Boise. No shots were fired during the arrest.